This is Inside MSide, your favorite podcast for all things Morningside. Hear stories from students, alumni, faculty, and more about what makes the Morningside experience so special. Welcome to another episode of Inside MSide, the podcast for everything Morningside. I'm excited about today's episode. Sitting down with a couple of my favorite people. I've gotten to know Reagan over the years, serving on the board for Downtown Partners, wearing my city council member hat, but then also got to meet Carly as she was a student here and now get to work with her in that capacity as well. But we're going to get to all that. But starting off, I actually want to just take a moment to have the two of you introduce yourself, talk a little bit about one thing I like to do on the podcast is just have a conversation a little bit about what your experience was like at Morningside. So Carly, why don't you kick things off? Just tell us a little bit about your experience at Morningside, what brought you here initially, what you studied, what you did, some of those things.
Right. Okay. Well, I have to reach really far back because I did graduate this last May.
Yeah, right?
She's already making jokes about
me. Exactly. It seems like yesterday. Well, because it was yesterday.
Actually, a few months ago. So I started my college career at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, decided that was a little too big for me. I wanted to get involved, so I only looked at Morningside because I wanted to be on their cheer team. Yeah. And I made it on the cheer team, and I sat down with a professor named Dr. Musinga, and he really, you know, struck the heartstrings with some conversation. Yeah. I felt like this is where I needed to be. So my sophomore year through my senior year, I spent at Morningside. I was cheering all the time. I did sideline. I did competition cheerleading for the very first time. Met a lot of really fun people. And then I studied business administration, and I had a minor in marketing, which translated a little differently from advertising and public relations from Nebraska, but it all turned out okay. Yeah. And then my senior year, I wanted an externship. I had an internship for my first semester, and I wanted an externship for my second semester. And I saw this gal named Grace Nordquist, who posted a job on Facebook for a business development coordinator for Downtown Partners. And I talked to my professor, Dan Webino, about it, and he kind of hooked me up. So I had a really great time at Morningside. I'd do it all over again.
For sure.
If you said enroll tomorrow, I would.
Yeah, most definitely. Well,
so would I.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, if that's an option, I might need to go back. No, but one thing that I want to clarify of one thing that you said was just internship, externship, because I think sometimes that can be a different concept, you know, for people because it's new to Morningside. Some majors now at Morningside even require it. Yeah. But thinking of it like an opportunity to test drive a job, if you will, right?
100%.
Because you're working full time for a company, you're getting paid by that company, and you're getting that experience. It's going towards your degree. It's credit bearing. You have an advisor both on the faculty side, you know, with Morningside, but also then an advisor at the company or on site as well too. So it's kind of a great program to at least get your foot in the door of a company or learn firsthand. Is that kind of what your experience was?
Yeah, and it was different because I'd never experienced, like you said, it's new, and I feel like I had never experienced anything like it. Having an internship is so different. I got paid for it, of course, but it was like 1 to 2 hours a day, you know?
Yeah.
I got to meet everyone that I should know and get exactly what you said, my foot in the door, and I was standing on the rock by the time that May came around and I started full-time in May. So.
Well, and then you can feel more confident about 100%. Either a company or what you want to do. It's like you have that security of, well, I'm still in school, you know, I'm finishing up my degree, and I really like this company or this fit. Or, you know, it was great experience, but I think it's time to move on to something different or use my skills in a different way, which I think is kind of interesting.
It's crazy to see how flexible it was because you don't think of it because you think, oh my gosh, I'm signing a contract for a job. I have a job, but I'm still in school. And it comes all like this rush of emotion, but then you kind of just sit down and go, okay, I have so many people to work me through it in the Morningside side, but also Downtown Partners that I didn't know about when I walked in and met only Reagan. And then I got to meet our amazing board, and I have so many people backing me now that it just made it a really easy transition.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too that I should point out that you made a good point is that an externship, you don't have any other classes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that is your class is just working full time and being able to do that over the course of an entire semester, which I think is really cool.
It was crazy. It was, to be like, are you a student? Well,
but
I don't go to class.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm kind of an employee. I'm here pretty regularly.
Yeah,
but
you'll see me all the time, actually. But
Reagan.
Me.
Introduce yourself a little bit. Tell the audience who you are.
All right. Well, I have a little more experience in the world right now, I guess you could say, since my Morningside graduation days. I graduated in 1999 from the Business Administration program. My minor was in International Business and Japanese. So I came from Buena Vista University my freshman and sophomore year. And there for my entire sophomore year, I stayed in Sapporo, Japan, and went to college there and lived with a host family. When I came back, being gone and away for that long, I wanted to be a little bit closer to family. So went to Morningside, loved it here. A little non-traditional. I lived off campus, but right across the street, what is now a garden over there, used to be a house.
Oh, on the corner.
On the corner, like right across from this parking lot.
Oh, this way.
Yes. Was it Garrettson?
Yes,
the Garrettson. Yeah.
Yeah, right by the Garrettson houses.
So
yeah.
I lived in the Garrettson house, which is now a garden.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that was back in my day. So I graduated in 99. Then I went to work here locally for The Weekender, which was an entertainment magazine, and did some work there. Ended up kind of getting married, getting a house, and then worked with Western Iowa Tech for, almost 8 years before coming to Downtown Partners. And there I started their alumni program. So Alex and I can coordinate here on a couple of speed bumps when it comes to having an alumni program. But then managed their Department of Education grant, a $2 million grant, to start new programs. So the school really didn't have a process for starting new associate degree programs. We started 4 new programs with that grant. And then when that grant was up, I was looking for work. And this just kind of honestly fell in my lap. I really didn't know what Downtown Partners was. And I had someone from, at the time, Sioux City Go. It's now Siouxland Go. I had someone from Sioux City Go reach out and say, hey, Downtown is looking for a new director. We think you would be awesome at this. And I was like, what is Downtown Partners?
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, okay, Downtown. At the time, I was like, there's nowhere to go but up. Like, we just did not visit Downtown that much.
Yeah.
And so I spoke with Kathy Miller, who was the board president at that time. Interviewed with couple of business owners and property owners in Downtown through a 3-month interview process, and they had shut the doors of Downtown Partners. They had completely kind of dismantled the organization, so it was a fresh start for everybody. And so I interviewed with that entire board and then took this job in 2010. So I've been doing it for almost 13 years.
I had no idea that it was like closed down when you had came there.
Yeah, they shut the organization and, you know, froze funds, all that good stuff for like December of 2009.
And so for those that are listening that maybe don't know, talk to me a little bit about what Downtown Partners is. Inform our audience.
Sure. Downtown Partners, my 5-second elevator speech.
There you go.
Basically, we are everything downtown. We're everything from streetscaping to events. We work with property owners, business owners. We work on basically attracting and retaining business in downtown and also making it a vibrant place to be for visitors and for residents. So we want you to enjoy downtown. We want you to be downtown, and we want it to be a positive experience. So we work with everything that could entail. Our district is actually through a organized district through the state of Iowa. The property owners pay a tax levy to basically fund our organization. So there are 528 properties in our downtown proper. That's basically from the river to 8th and Wesley Way to Floyd.
Okay. Yeah, and so if you're kind of familiar with our downtown, obviously if you're an alum listening to this or any students or anything, it's basically a concerted effort to, like you said, recruit business, keep people here, host fun events, do fun things, some of those types of things. That's whole goal and ambition behind Downtown
Absolutely.
Partners, for sure.
Your downtown is the heart of any city, so it's got to be nice. It's got to be good, because Sioux City is pretty cool. So.
And Reagan, one thing that I didn't know this about your graduation year was the year you're graduating is really when John Reinders is just kind of coming into the scene, right?
Correct.
And so talk to me, do you remember that transition at all? Was it 99?
Not much. I don't remember. I remember John. I do remember meeting him as a student, but that could have been like right before graduation. I think that was 99 because it seemed like there was transition. That was, I mean, your last semester of your senior year is kind of like that. I just want to be done moment.
Correct.
So you really don't.
That's why you get an externship. Yeah, right. Then you don't have to go to school.
So did I engage as much as I could have? No. I think that was the same year, though.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Well, and I talk about this all the time because it's been a while since I graduated, but just seeing the evolution of campus and the physical transformation and everything like that – I mean, talk to me about what that's meant, both in programming as an alum, but also just in seeing campus kind of change and evolve.
Oh, gosh. When I went, there were not these dorms over here. It was all houses. Your office was really not a thing.
Yeah.
I had my work study at the library, so just so I could get homework done. And it was a cool experience because that was like the almost this farther south would be the most. And then you had the science building and then the church. So a lot of growing here on campus, a lot of beautification. Mm-hmm. This campus is absolutely beautiful. Not that it wasn't at the time, but you can really see it when you're going down Morningside Avenue. It's impressive.
Yeah. So. Well, and then some of the changes too, you know, in these newer episodes, one of the new updates that's happened on campus was even the entryway project.
Oh, absolutely.
So mad you did that when I graduated. Ah. I'm so mad.
Gosh, well,
it's
now you're
beautiful.
I was going to say, now you're going to come back, take photos in front of it, and just see the
before you know it, my kids will be going. No, I'm just
right? Most definitely. Well, and just seeing some of those changes and then driving by at night, if you haven't went by at night and seeing Lewis Hall and some of the other buildings lit up, it's just crazy the transformation that we continue to have here.
It's amazing what lighting can do, Alex.
Exactly right. And now, side note, she makes a joke about that because we're working on a downtown lighting program. So if you haven't seen some of those new additions to your downtown, you got to come back and see some of that. The festoon lighting is always some people's favorites hanging over those intersections and stuff like that.
Party lights.
The physical transformation I always reference as well is kind of that asphalt parking lot if you are right through the heart of campus. Carly, you will not remember this.
I'm telling you,
you were lucky to have a campus the way that it's sitting mostly right now. And so it's cool to see the continued evolution. I mean, like you said, the new entryway project is new even since you were here.
Yeah. So it's crazy it's like going to a big university. I always thought that like, oh, it's a smaller school. They're not going to have everything that I need or everything that I want. And then you walk on campus just through this runway here, and then you're like, wow, this is actually really pretty, and it has everything I want.
Yeah.
And then get stuck.
And one thing that I think is interesting about bringing the two of you here that I didn't even realize is the fact that, you know, you didn't come to Morningside first.
Right.
You know, you weren't there right off the bat. Exactly. You transferred at different parts in life. It sounds like after 1 year and after 2 years, right?
Yep.
And sometimes I think we have those students that maybe take the non-traditional path, and then find themselves here and can learn to appreciate it so much more, right? Is that pretty accurate?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And as much as I think even back then Morningside was ingrained in the community, that's how I found Morningside. When I did tutoring through the Japanese program with Buena Vista, it was Greg Gelcher here on campus. I don't know if you know Greg.
He was my advisor, my professor. He still teaches.
It was like a small community where you heard that name and it's like, well, have you thought about this? And it's like, no, and that would make sense because then I'd be closer to home, save the drive, and it's crazy how all that connection just happens.
Yep, 6 degrees of separation happens right here at Morningside. We were saying
it
that
really
in one
does.
Of the other episodes. That's for sure. And Reagan, you've had the opportunity, like Carly had mentioned with Grace, I mean, working with some other students along the way as well that were maybe finding this job or really wanted to do more work downtown. What's it been like working, hiring, and working with Morningside alumni?
I think working with any student that comes out of college is just an amazing experience. Just because of what we do and there's this fresh look at what we do, it's really inspiring for me personally, but also for this type of job. This organization has to be on its toes. There's always a pivot point. You know, it's never the same thing every day. And I think Carly could probably justify to that.
Yeah.
It truly isn't. And it needs new ideas and it needs fresh blood. I mean, even our board turns over almost a quarter of it every year, you know, so everybody's coming in with fresh eyes. The Morningside graduates have been really cool to work with because they come with a good support system. I know she was talking about Dan, but I've worked with Pam Mickelson. I've worked with others where it's just like they really care what happens to you after school, and being a part of I care what happens to you after, it's just a really cool streamline. Because no matter where Carly goes, I'm going to love the fact that I was her first boss. I had her big girl job. I got to meet her parents.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that part.
Yeah, right?
But honestly, it's a transition for them on how to get into the work environment. It's more than just what this job entails of you, but your first apartment, your first car payment, you know, all of this stuff that comes with that is a really cool experience for me. Mm-hmm. And I think it translates well into this job. So I think the total integration of Morningside in the community.
Yeah.
Truly, truly helps.
Yeah, it's almost this built-in support system. Yes. Where you feel really supported maybe by your professors or encouraged by your advisor, things like that. And then you start working for companies or meeting people and it's like, oh, I went to Morningside. Oh, I did too. And, you know, yeah. Then you have this supportive network. And we were talking earlier that it's almost like you're empowering these individuals.
Yes,
and teaching them, further teaching them in yeah. their first job. So that then if they do transition to a different company or a new position, it's like, you know, well, it's that handoff maybe to another grad at a different, you know, organization or something like that, or just encouraging them from the sidelines, much like their professors are doing.
Yeah, I care very much about what happens to them afterwards. We have yeah. a network in downtown of businesses and properties and organizations that tell me your passion, what do you want to do, and we can probably find you a good fit, because this is a transitional job. It's something that requires so much change that it's not for some people, and they are trying to figure out what they want to do. And so yeah. they see these other avenues, and that's fine. That's all well and good. We hope to have Carly for a long time. Don't get right? me wrong, because it's really tough to have turnover as well, because yeah. then you lose some of that history and some of that knowledge.
And the training and everything
yeah,
else
absolutely.
That goes into that.
Absolutely. But yeah, I care very much about what happens to these guys. And gosh, we've had 4 or 5 now from Morningside mm-hmm. over 13 years. So that's pretty cool.
It's a great track record.
It really
it's
is.
It's always one of those where as
I did have a Briar Cliffer.
Yes, exactly. I'm always like, as a board member, I'm like, hey, I'm not trying to play favorites here, but you know, we have
you
great
totally play
students.
Favorites.
Yeah, we have great students that are coming yeah. through here. So I think the opportunity then to see them really kind of embrace different careers and opportunities and then do so well in them is really yeah. inspiring to see too.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Well, we were joking earlier about the age and timeline discrepancy about when we went to Morningside, but it's been really cool hearing about the ways the parallels to both of your yeah. stories and just really what that experience was like, how you both came to be at Morningside and how we've seen the campus change. But some things remain the same, right? That encouragement and just that vision for what could be the future of our careers. So it's great to have you both here on this episode of Inside M Side. It's really exciting to have you here. I get to work with you regularly and yeah. blow up your phones about different things here and there and try to get more of our students downtown. But I truly appreciate you taking time to do this and also for everything you're doing in our downtown.
Of course. Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Most definitely. So if you're coming back to campus, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to know more about what's happening to downtown, don't hesitate to reach out to us, reach out to Carly or Reagan, and we'll make it happen because we would love to welcome you back. But thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We'll catch you next time.
See you guys.